you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
The Federal Trade Commission voted to allow you, the consumer, the right to fix your own devices. Yeah. Or have the person of your choosing to do it, not just the manufacturer.
I saw this whole story.
Previous, it would nullify the warranty, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you couldn't get into things. They're talking about phones and all kinds of products where back in the day, guys would be able to fix. Not me, but guys could fix stuff. And they were making them, you couldn't get into these products at all. No screws, nothing.
Does that mean big ticket stuff?
They wanted you to be, they wanted you just to buy, rebuy, just keep buying and buying. And people fought this.
Tech companies provide service tools and parts to, at best, a limited number of partners. And those people have to follow certain rules, like using parts directly from the manufacturer.
Right.
With this new ruling, these manufacturer resources could become broadly available and drive down the repair price, preventing tech companies from suing or disabling products if you go outside their network.
I don't know where I saw the piece, but it was especially prevalent in farm equipment.
Yeah, that's where I saw that.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Because,
right.
You know, the combine would have to be out of commission when they need it the most for a couple weeks at a time.
And guys couldn't fix it.
And that's got to drive a farmer crazy because they're good at that.
Right.
Like, if something breaks at my house, I'm like, well, that's broke.
Yeah.
But if I knew how to fix it and you couldn't?
Fix it with a credit card, basically. You'd buy another one.
Well, especially, with these crops and stuff. You would just, that's your livelihood.
I saw that story, too. Yeah.
It's all tech stuff, too.
Apparently, there was a recent story about Tesla charging $16,000 for a repair that a third-party vendor could do for $700. But the legal stuff says Tesla will permanently disable access to its supercharging network for any unsupported repairs. The FTC found what they called scant evidence for manufacturers' concerns of safety, risk of fraud, and data theft.
Yeah, they want you to pay more. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Oh, and some of the other things that are affected by this, medical devices.
Okay.
That's important. Now, you know, first thing most of us think of is smartphones and gaming consoles.
Right. Yeah.
But it's also medical devices, and as Todd said, the farm equipment.
Automobiles. It's all high-tech stuff now.
Mm-hmm. I just got a laptop, and we got, the warranty with it, and the guy told me, he's like, you could throw it out the window, and this covers it. I'm like, man, I really wish you would have told me that. Now, I just want to launch this
out the window.
Through the window.
You should have done it right then.
Just smashed it.
I'll take another.
Oops.
Bad summer colds are roaring back.
Yeah, I've been lucky. I haven't had a cold yet.
Infectious disease experts say now that handshakes, hugs, and social gatherings are back without masks, your basic viruses are returning with a vengeance. They say our immune systems have not been getting the workout that they're used to, being exposed to so many microbes, so it may take a bit longer to rev up to protect us from the common cold.
Yeah. Well, once again, even though it's been a year and a half since I've had a cold, if that's all I get, I'll be very happy.
Yeah. I was stuffed up a couple months ago.
Yeah.
I think it's just from not wearing masks. Nobody had anything for so long. Somebody was masked.
I had a little of one right at the end of June.
Yeah.
You know, just a little stuffy head.
The battle over Prince's estate is winding down.
We'll stuff you up in a second here. We got a break. Either one of you just said you.
I don't mind a little stuffy head.
You can come up for air once in a while. I'm fine with that. Oh.
And you are backed up from being on vacation, aren't you?
Oh, we got separate rooms in D.C.
Three of Prince's six siblings.
You and Becky.
Yeah. No. yeah.
She had enough of you.
Me and Ryder and her and Madison had a room together, though. That'd be funny shit. Because she's the one that said, we should get a separate room. I said, yeah. Good idea.
No, for us.
That's right. No. Me and Madison, you and Ryder. Oh, damn it. No.
And Ryder's like, I don't want to stay in a room with him either.
Exactly.
Three of Prince's six siblings have sold nearly.
You see how quick it is to you break out your credit card when you know you're getting laid.
Yeah.
Normally you go, we don't need two rooms. That's a lot more money. Oh. That's why you want two
but
rooms.
But when it's her idea.
Yeah, it was her idea. It was her idea.
You know it's.
All right, whatever.
My daughter, she got so mad. It's one of the last times we were all in a hotel room.
Yep.
It's everybody's kind of like waking up as the light's coming in the morning.
I've done that a lot with my kids. I still do it with my kids usually.
My youngest just blasts this fart so loud. And I'm just, the first thing anybody hears says to anybody, everybody hears that. And I'm just go, she's like, you're all disgusting. I'm like, hey, good morning.
Yeah, I don't care. I laugh at those two.
It was before anybody's alarm had gone off. Nothing.
Oh, I don't hold back. I'm in a room with three other people. In my, you know, like we're at. Yeah. A lot of times we've been in the same room for hotels. Yeah,
I don't even think he was awake.
But I'm that guy. Go. It's so stupid.
Right, it is.
I'm in the kitchen. I'm by myself. And I just lit one. I'm just loud. And I literally hear Ryder's like, must be walking up the stairs from downstairs. His room's downstairs. So I don't even know he's coming upstairs. I just hear this. it was him. I mean, I thought I was going to be able to enjoy this loud.
Right.
I'm thinking I'm going to be able to enjoy this loud one, but I didn't think I got to share it. And do you hear a laughter?
On Saturday, I was in the kitchen alone.
Yeah.
Everybody else was upstairs.
Right.
I burped.
Oh, a big loud one.
And from upstairs, yep. I hear my daughter. Nice one. To which I yell back, thanks for noticing. She said, kind of hard not to.
I had an audible gas leak that lasted a good 6 or 7 seconds sometime in the middle of the night, and I'm thinking, why couldn't I have saved that for the air?
I know. I know. Was it a couple of days ago?
No. Last night.
Oh,
saved
dude.
It for the air. Right.
Middle of last night, and that's the first thing I thought. I should have. I wish I
could. A 6 or 7 second one. That's a good one.
An audible gas leak.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish you could bank farts. I would save them all for the show.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Or push his office up there.
Yeah. Nah, mostly the air.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
One in China is described as a crane operator and an influencer. She was recording herself for a social media video, speaking into a camera in what appears to be a crane cabin. When the camera suddenly switched to blurry images of equipment flying past the lens.
Uh-oh. Did she get
jacked? She fell from the 160-foot tower crane.
What's wrong with her?
She's dead now.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, Craig.
There it is.
We're back live.
Witnesses saw her Rich fall live. To the ground with her phone still in her hand.
You laughed when you said phone.
Well, you can't let go of the phone.
So she had to be a reporter on the scene, had to get the shot. And didn't tie herself off?
I guess not.
Is there video? I mean, I'm not sure if I'd want to watch it, but is there video?
I don't know. Apparently so, yes. Footage, there is footage out there.
I'm sure there is.
So from Channel 5, this is, what was it? What's, is she Chinese?
Yes.
Susie Chen throwing it out there. I don't know. And she falls off the crane. By the way, that's good for her reel, though.
The mother of two was well known on sites, including the Chinese version of TikTok. So, a lot of those people knew who she was.
That's a bad TikTok.
The crane operator and influencer. you don't necessarily see those things in the same sentence.
She's actually an operator, so she knows how dangerous they can be.
She know, yeah, she's the crane operator.
Man. What seems like a job that would require all of your attention?
Right. Why is she in it?
She's an operator of a crane.
She's working
how'd
the crane.
I know how'd she fall out of it.
She was messing around.
She was recording herself for a social media video because she's a social media influencer.
Leaning out of the crane door. All right.
When
watch
suddenly,
that last step.
Yeah. When suddenly.
Yeah. It's like people doing
the
that.
The camera switched to blurry images of equipment flying past the lens.
Falling.
Right about the time she should have been concentrating on the crane operator part of her resume, she became the influencer and lost control of the crane.
Well, her lasting influence.
No, she didn't lose control of the crane at all.
No, she just
fell out. She lost control of herself.
She just fell out.
But held on to the phone.
Right.
Did you get that?
They find phones all the time, people that take selfies on laying next to the body somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah. At the bottom of the canyon.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Thanks, that picked me up, Craig.
Yep.
I literally thought she might be okay when I asked the question.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't. I wanted you to say she's dead now. Because the way Craig says it makes me smile. And I don't know why.
Too bad.
That's on me.
It really is.